This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Yay, it's the weekend! And you know what, y'all? Boys and girls, Super Don, it feels like it's been the weekend all week because I've had friends in town. And so I'm just like trying to ease into remembering that I've been working all week and playing all week to play to this weekend. Super Don, are you ready?
I'm ready. I've been working all week and I've been playing all week, but, you know, work is kind of like play, so they sort of like get, confusing with each other.
Yeah, no, you're a good example for doing what you love, that's for sure. This morning, in fact, I went out on a boat ride with my best buddy. He's originally from Germany and England and now America. He has two of his daughters that still live in England, and they were visiting. And we went out on the swamp boat ride into the ancient cypress tree swamps, where one of the trees was dated back 2,400 years. Like 450.
Wow. BC. You know what? Those cypress trees are cool because I remember seeing those when I was down in Louisiana. They have the same thing.
Yeah.
And those are the coolest looking trees.
Dude, it's amazing. Amazing. And we got, I saw some baby gators and lots of awesome birds. And it was just like, it's fun to be out there. And it's not the Disneyfied version. It's the real version. And not many places like that have those ancient trees still around. So I like that. Now, since we got to talk about ancient and old people, you and me, Super D. Of course, you're older because you're a grandpa.
Whatever.
We do have John Rappaport coming up, and he's got a beard that makes my beard that I don't have look like.
I think he's older than both of us, right?
He could be. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
But we need some youth on our side. We need some Freshman Friday activity here. Is Captain Morgan in the house?
Yes. And I am also beardless.
Yes, she's not the bearded lady. And if you were a bearded lady, we'd still love you just the same. Just so you know, we don't judge.
That's so PC of you. Thank you.
We were PC before. Wait, no, PUNC. I don't know, politically incorrect or incorrect. Anyway, we're glad to have you on board to make sure we're going the right direction with the youthful energy that you imbue our show with every week.
Well, thanks as always for having me. I do have some questions that I think are right up your alley. So if you can remove the gators from it, then we can go ahead and get started.
Well, you know, it's okay to do this once in a while because a lot of times you'll throw out some things that'll try to stump me. I have a feeling that you telegraphed this. We might go into a realm that I know a lot about. That is Argentum Metallicum.
So for the freshmen in the room, mm-hmm. that's silver,
that's
right?
A Latin name for silver. Everybody got to remember their high school Latin now.
Right, because everybody had that. So, yeah, let's talk about it. So obviously, or not obviously for the newbies, silver, drinking silver with aloe juice for gut health is kind of one of your big claims to fame, soapboxes, what you get asked about the most, have written books about, et cetera. Mm. And locally, I met a gentleman who very much gets excited about silver and all things natural health. And he has kind of a favorite silver company that's different from your favorite silver company. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what is the healthy silver that helps treat you, colloidal, ionized, et cetera. So maybe we just start there. What's the actual silverness? Why is it in such a form that it helps heal you?
Well, the peer-reviewed literature going back 100-plus years on silver has identified that the active state of silver in the body is the ion. That is an electrically charged substance, if you will, at that level, very minute level, of course, and it carries a positive charge. And it, you know, has that electrical potential in engaging with the enemy. If you perceive certain pathological life forms, like Democrats. Wait, no, I didn't mean that. I was just joking. Just joking, leftists.
Wow. You know, that's the news cycle of the week.
Right.
Here, right?
It's a little levity. We kid because we love. Now, the idea here, of course, is if you're dealing with, bacterial infections, viral activity, even fungal infection. I mean, these things have no defense against the electrical state that the silver ion is in. Now, if you make colloidal silver at home, it'll be junky and crappy and garbagey because you're not going to have the ability to have clean enough water. You're probably not using 5/9 pure silver electrode, so you're going to have contaminants. And so you're going to have a debris-laden, colloidal silver compounded kind of something. Does that mean it won't work? No. It means that only a small percentage, though, of the total silver content is going to engage to do anything biologically meaningful in your body. So most of it will be wasted, and if it's in a large, chunky state combined into proteins and salts and things like that, the body will have a difficult time binding and excreting via the liver and the colon. It might even
start... All right, slow down, back it up.
What? What did I say?
Well, I mean, I don't know how many people, especially us freshman-level silver users are going to be, you know, dropping quarters in jugs and trying to create silver on our own. So let's take that out of the equation for a minute. Let's assume that if you are a beginner or first-time silver user that you purchase some good, clean, RSB-approved silver from somewhere.
Okay.
What else? There's a couple of different companies out there. So Sovereign Silver is one that partners with the show.
Well, I wish they did. They don't, slackers.
No.
I love them. I've been investigating and studying and researching, and you know, I've worked with them for many years because I've actually been in-house years ago, and I worked through with the electron microscope that they have there, and even going to the University of Miami Medical School and analyzing it through their electron microscope, and I began to assess very quickly colloidal silvers from around planet Earth, including some that would claim to be competitors. And I don't sell the stuff, so it's not like I'm selling it and making money off of anybody that buys Sovereign Silver. I'm not. But the point is, all silvers, to some degree, will have some benefit. That's why I wanted to go to the worst of the worst, the homemade, so that people don't think that, oh, well, he means only one form works. No, I'm not saying that. I've said it, you know, time and time again. You can have a homemade silver. It'll have some active silver. And even the one you're referencing, which is made by a company in Utah, has some good qualities to it. Unfortunately, the one that they sell a lot to the public and in health food stores is packaged in plastic. And I see evidence over time that the plasticizers are going to get leached into the active silver and messes up the integrity of the product and then brings in things I don't want to put in my body. It's simple as that.
Well, I understand, like, in general, we're supposed to avoid plastics as much as possible, but...
What are you butting about?
Well, I've stepped on so much glass since we moved into an all-tile house in Florida that I'm starting to gravitate back towards wanting things that the cats cannot knock off the counter and smash on my floor.
It's called keeping them in the cabinet until you use it, and when you're done, put it back in the cabinet.
The cat?
No,
they
not the cat.
They get a little cramped in there.
Not the cat. Oh, my gosh. All right, so folks, Cat Morgan is in rare form today. We will forgive you. We love you. But we're trying to figure this out. Like I said, because I'm not a manufacturer of silver, and yes, I do have a preference. I've written about it, and I utilize the Argentin 23 professionally. I'm not saying that no other silver works. I never have said that. But I do say that I'm a stickler when it comes to quality and purity, if you will. I don't want to waste any. I don't want anything bioaccumulating that doesn't need to. And when you package even a good silver in plastic over time, yes, it might not break, but what's being stored is something that will degrade over time, and it's just, it's not what I'm going to do. That's all I'm saying.
Now, I have a question about, like, ionized versus non-ionized and, like, the PPP, which is, I assume, parts per something.
Million, that's PPM.
All right, well, that too. So both of these companies sell what is considered like a quote-unquote medical-grade silver and then also a, like, general for the public silver. And, I mean, if I have an eye infection that, like, allowed me to only sit on the couch and be miserable for 3 days that happened to me 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
why would I not just want to always keep the very best top-level grade silver in my house at all times?
Well, I couldn't argue with that. I always do. I travel with it. We have it at home. And when people come to visit, if I have an extra bottle, I'll make sure they leave with one because I believe it's that important. And whether it be the gel form, but if you're talking in your eyes, obviously I'm doing the hydrosol in the eyes. I don't want plasticizers in my eye. So that's why I'm taking that pharmaceutical grade purified water base and the ions that, you know, are in that state. Now, some that go to a higher parts per million content, like 30, 50, 100, 500, they have to by definition go with compounds because the water can't retain that much silver in suspension, so it would fall out, precipitate out. You'd see chunks and flakes of silver at the bottom of the bottle, so they trick the water by adding protein, and they combine the silver or in a salt form into the protein, so it's twice or thrice removed from bioactivity, and it works because of dissociation, ions that dissociate from the compounded form of silver. And that's inefficient. That means the vast majority of silver content in high PPM concentrations are not biologically active.
Okay. So, if I get an eye infection, what should I use?
Well, I use the Sovereign Silver. I have used it since my daughter was 7 months old, who you know now is 12. And we
but do you,
out.
And she does have both her eyes, yes,
yes
I can test that.
Her lovely eyes, yes.
Does the, I mean, so if the Argentine 23 is like the higher level, wouldn't I just always,
yeah, well,
you know,
can access it, yeah.
Price difference.
Yeah, there is a price difference, and for economic sake, you don't necessarily need that, but in a crisis, the docs are going with some high-level intense stuff. Yeah, I agree. There are reasons for it, but for the most part, I pretty much have to, I just use the Sovereign Silver. It's more than adequate. Listen, we're about out of time. I would love it, Captain, if you'd join us for Freshman Friday Part 2 like we usually can do when you have the time. Can you be with us after the top of the hour news break?
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue this discussion. We may get into some millennial digging as well. Actually, we've been praising millennials this week. She should be happy. Stick around. We're going to go with a baby boomer next. Or, yeah, let's do it. John Rappaport is ready after the break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there were any more black and white example of the Hegelian dialectic, I don't know what it is, but what happened in Charlottesville recently. And joining us to elevate that discussion, get it right behind it, deep into the heart of what we can do to actually solve a crisis that wasn't created necessarily by black folks or white folks. Not that any of us are in reality black or white. It's John Rappaport. No more fake news, John. What's happening?
Good to be here, Robert. Yeah, the news has certainly been exploding about what happened in Charlottesville, and all kinds of accusations are being hurled back and forth and so on. I'm surprised in a way that more people are not pointing out that this is a kind of operation that's as old as the hills, you know, divide and conquer, get two groups facing off against each other, make sure there's some degree of violence, start horrendous blame that goes out spiraling in all directions, accuse people that had nothing to do with anything connected to Charlottesville, start parsing the words of politicians. Did they say the right thing in the aftermath or did they not? This just keeps stoking the flames, and that's exactly the kind of operation that has been used time and time and time again in countries to disintegrate those countries and take them down to a much lower psychological and spiritual level of operation and just bring everybody into conflict.
Now, John, you've seen a lot in your lifetime. You know, as a Gen Xer here, I only came onto the scene when, you know, a lot of the things were happening in the late 60s and early 70s. And there was genuine, you know, the race riots. Maybe we could argue there were some tinder boxes lit from above to manipulate things. But there was genuine overt racism and discrimination that needed to be cleared out for humans to interact better with humans here in the United States. Now, I look at what just happened in Charlottesville and going, geez, are we doing this again? Really? This wasn't that long ago. Have we made no progress? Or are there folks that are now arguing we need to forget everything about history, let's erase and tear down all monuments so we can just keep doing the same thing over and over again?
That's the way it shows up. You know, if it wasn't the monuments, it would be something else. It isn't the monuments. You know, the monuments are now an occasion for stoking the fires higher of division, opposition, conflict, violence, etc., etc. So it has nothing overtly to do with that. What it really does have to do with, as I pointed out in a recent article, is what are some actual solutions that work for inner cities, for example, in America? And why, since President Lyndon Johnson declared the famous war on poverty in 1966, has the situation got progressively worse on all possible indexes in inner cities in America, despite the fact that maybe $2 trillion in so-called investments and programs have been poured down upon these inner cities? I mean, there are no record books. There's no accounting. Nobody is really keeping track or has written a comprehensive history of what happened to all that money and why we are now dealing with something much worse than we were even in 1966. I mean, there are overt questions to ask, such as who stole gigantic amounts of money and who derailed the money and all that. But beyond that, the whole program was wrong-headed and crazy, and I believe intentionally so from the beginning, because it didn't raise people up and make them more productive, free, reliant, independent.
Well, it did quite the opposite, did it not? It bred a dependent class, if you will. You know, because as you feed a this is the wrong way to say it, because people say, oh, you're racist, now you're going to the animal kingdom. But I always do animal kingdom and nature kingdom kind of analogies, because I learn from nature. That's what we do in healing. We take the natural stuff. And if you take an animal in the wild and you start feeding them, they lose their natural, for instance, fear of humans down here where gators are, where I am. But also, they become dependent to some degree on that. And if you withdraw that food, suddenly you've got total control over them, because you're driving them through their hunger. So let's talk about a different way, because we're going to use food analogies here next, because John wrote an excellent article about this whole black or white division and what could be done instead of wasting $2 trillion like a lot of it has been since 1966. Stick around. A lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport from No More Fake News next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report. Report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, in the show notes, you can see links to John Rappaport's articles at No More Fake News. Also, we publish them here at robertscottbell.com, talking about the Charlottesville event and getting beyond it and deeper than it. Although, of course, I risk stepping into deep doo-doo when you start making references to nature, because people want to see what they want to see and hear what they want to hear. But you kind of know where I was, probably where I was going, John, and trying to reference the, you know, human behavior. They've done psychology on that. It doesn't matter your skin color. This is how you can manipulate anybody's behavior.
Absolutely. And I have to say this, which I mentioned in my article. When you propose actual solutions that raise people up, make them more independent, self-reliant, confident, successful, the mass audience of television news, for example, they're not used to seeing that. It's not on the news. So when somebody comes along and proposes a solution, it feels strange. It feels weird. People don't get it.
They'll call it crazy, idealistic. It's not realistic, right? You're a pie in the sky kind of guy. Just get real.
Yeah, exactly. Because they don't, you know, they're hypnotized by the news. So I picked out a solution in the article, which is just not out of the hat. I mean, it's already happening in many inner cities in America. Urban farms. You can actually go to Chicago, for example, and you can see that there is a directory of such things. It isn't just one or two. There's a bunch of them. And what happens is you set aside plots of land, and people in the inner cities grow their own clean, fresh food. They trade food. They eat good food. They get healthier. And they have excess food, which they can then turn into businesses and sell the food, profit, money, free market, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is established. This is real. This is an actual solution. And for a tiny, infinitesimal fraction of the money that's been poured down numerous rat holes, making things worse and creating a permanent underclass, dependent underclass in inner cities, you could have, for example, and I use St. Petersburg because they're now realizing there, what happened to the $210 million that we've spent in the last decade, and now the situation in the inner city of St. Petersburg is far worse than it was. You could create these urban farms, 50, 100, and you would have a revolution. I mean, it's revolutionary. That's what it is. And then you would see who's trying to stop this. Who doesn't want a solution? Who is trying to claim, you know, as people would, that this is somehow racist, you know, to do this?
You want people down on the farm. You're like, yeah, I want to be down on the farm. I mean, this is where we regain and restore our health and our humanity, that connection to the natural world. And you talk about inner cities. I've referenced them in Detroit. You mentioned Chicago, St. Petersburg, you know, anywhere this is tried, Miami. It is only a benefit. I couldn't find one detriment except maybe somebody says, oh my gosh, that garden looks unsightly because it's not a nice, neat, glyphosate infested lawn.
Yeah, exactly. Some of these urban farms, in fact, I mean, all of them are quite beautiful. And in fact, there is a program in Chicago where they take on interns, kids, I would say, you know, adolescents, maybe 18, 21, somewhere in that range.
Mm-hmm.
And they give them a piece of land. In the larger piece of land, and they show them how to grow food. And the intention there is not only to have good food to eat, but to teach them how to make a business out of this so that you can sell the food. I mean, what could be better? It's fantastic on all levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I've written about this before. I proposed it. I've talked to people about it. The federal government, let's face it, does not want solutions.
No.
They want dependent people. They don't want solutions that actually work.
The question
to make
is,
things better.
What do the people want? And oftentimes they don't know what they want because they've been so, manipulated that they don't even know what thoughts are their own. Or if they, it's gotten that bad. Now, my kids are going to Montessori school, and they actually have in the school what they call a microeconomy, where they are growing food and then they're selling it back to sometimes the parents, but sometimes even to local restaurants. And, you know, I think every school right now, you can immediately take a lot of the land that they're not using. It's just there. And they can start doing these programs. And these kids, whether they're from inner city or not, are all going to learn about that connection to their food. And it's going to strengthen our whole I believe our whole country when we recognize that it doesn't necessarily come from, you know, South America on airplanes or shipped everywhere from California to the East Coast or the Midwest. I mean, we've got to change the way we're doing this.
Exactly. On every level that you can think of, it works. It's quite fantastic. So, you know, how come it's not happening? How come the federal government that spends and prints and invents money like water isn't saying, gee, you know, instead of $200 million, how about $1 million? And we'll create 25 nice urban farms in St. Petersburg inner cities and revolutionize the entire community. And then we'll see who opposes that, who is opting intentionally for failure, who want to use failure, permanent failure in inner cities as an excuse to accuse other people of racism when what we're really trying to do here is to lift people up. I mean, it's amazingly workable. That's the bottom line.
Well, we do acknowledge, though, there are other challenges that are not just monetary, although, you know, maybe the families are affected would like some kind of compensation, and sometimes they're getting it, but it's through the National Vaccine and Injury Compensation Program. And there was recently, I think just within the last few days, reports of a special master within that court saying, my gosh, these vaccines indeed cause SIDS. Now, vaccine violence. We talk about even, you know, the inner city kids. We talk about the CDC whistleblower, how young African-American males are much more vulnerable to the MMR shot induced into the autism spectrum. And we look at it and we go, you know what, maybe, yeah, food's a great start, but might need more than that. And, of course, then we get the corruption of the federal medical monopoly. And, wow, we've got some other things that we have to overcome here with the vaccine. You've got another great article here, Vaccine Disasters Governments Don't Want You to Know or Do Want You to Forget.
Yeah. I'm looking here at one of my favorites. I compiled a whole list of these disasters when I was writing my first book, AIDS, Inc., in 1987-88. So this is history that's been forgotten. And the thing that I like about this one is it was written by Jennifer Hyman, who is a reporter on a mainstream newspaper in Rochester, New York, The Democrat and Chronicle, which I don't even know if that exists anymore. It was a special supplement that they wrote in 1987 on the DPT shot, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus. And this was a real investigation at the time by a mainstream paper. And I'm going to just read the quote. Based on the only U.S. findings on adverse DPT reactions, an FDA-financed study at the University of California, Los Angeles, one out of every 350 children will have a convulsion. One in 180 will experience high-pitched screaming, which can indicate brain damage, and one in 66 will have a fever of 105 degrees or more.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah. I mean, there it is, okay? Yeah. That was a mainstream piece. It was a series that they ran, a special supplement to the news. Can you imagine today the New York Times or the Atlanta Journal-Constitution?
They would threaten to shut down the paper.
Yeah, exactly. They would threaten to shut down the paper.
It had been taken over by anti-vaxxers suddenly.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Taken over by anti-vaxxers. So, you know, I've got a list of these that just, you know, goes down through history that's been totally forgotten. You know, Assistant Secretary, this comes from A Shot in the Dark, famous book by Harris Coulter and Barbara Lowe Fisher. Assistant Secretary of Health, Edward Brandt Jr., MD, testifying, okay, before the U.S. Senate Committee on Labor and Human Resources, rounded figures off to 9,000 cases of convulsions. That also could be an indication of brain damage. 9,000 cases of collapse and 17,000 cases of high-pitched screaming, another possible brain damage symptom, for a total of 35,000 acute neurological reactions occurring within 48 hours of a DPT shot among America's children every year. Bang.
Folks, this is before they expanded the vaccine schedule when they got liability protection, right, when Reagan signed that into law. So this was happening when there were very few vaccines being given relative to what we see today. And yet, as you wrote about it, it's like it's forgotten. It's like it never happened. The fact that you would bring this up, now you would be derided and attacked as an anti-vaxxer for bringing up what was on the congressional record.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, here's this is one of my favorite authors that I found back then. Sir Graham Wilson, a British author, wrote a book called Hazards of Immunization. Quote, accidents may, however, follow the use of this so-called killed rabies vaccine owing to inadequate processing, mean manufacturing. A very serious occurrence of this sort occurred at Fortaleza, Sierra, Brazil in 1960. No fewer than 18 out of 66 persons vaccinated with a carbolized rabies vaccine suffered from encephalomyelitis, and every one of the 18 died. 18 out of 66. I mean, history is littered with these examples of disasters from vaccines, and yet you've got, hypnotized parents and trolls and medical bureaucrats running around saying, there are virtually no adverse reactions to vaccine, remarkably safe and effective.
Well, and you've got the entire Democratic Party of California selling the children out for, pharmaceutical donations? I mean, it's not a donation. You're donating these children to medical science, but of course it's not real science. It's about sacrificing them, as you said so eloquently so many times, on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical or Biological Mysticism. We've got more to do. We're going to cram in another segment here on the vaccine dangers and how obvious they should be to everybody by now with John Rappaport right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Upcoming events as well. We'll be talking about the Cancer Prevention Convention next week in Detroit after the top of the hour. Now, John, I mentioned we opened with talking about the white-black battles, whether they be real, imagined, or stimulated by the puppet masters. The reality is we've got a lot of injured, as through this vaccine discussion, injured kids, injured adolescents, injured young adults. And Harris Coulter, in fact, who I met, he actually translated Gorbachev at my university commencement, believe it or not. I got to meet him. Mm. And he recognized this vaccine violence eliciting violence in the children who were vaccinated. And so we have a violent class of kids who may not necessarily want to be violent, but like in those in the autism spectrum, as they develop from childhood into adulthood, they're in so much pain and angst, and they often can't communicate it, that it manifests in rage, and the only thing they know to do is lash out. And this is, maybe beyond what an urban garden could do, although we still would argue gardening could help.
You bet. I mean, fresh, clean, good food promotes a healthier immune system, a stronger immune system. But you're right. This is the invisible force that's involved in the society that's becoming more and more violent everywhere, not just in inner cities, but in all kinds of places with kids who now have a greater propensity toward violence. And there are many factors involved, but vaccines is definitely one of them, because you put a person, a kid, on the autism spectrum. What does that mean? That means that he has suffered or she has suffered some degree of brain damage or neurological damage. It could be relatively invisible, or it could be devastatingly obvious. And it could change behavior over time. It's not like you see everything that you're going to see all at once. So the kid, by the age of 14 or 15, in the depths of, you know, puberty and so forth, all of a sudden turns violent. What happened? We don't know. Oh, yeah. Well, that brain damage, which could occur in many different ways from vaccines, manifests itself in that way, in rage, in anger, in irrational impulse to destroy, based on nothing but reactions to toxic vaccines that elements cross the blood-brain barrier and scramble the brain. That is happening at an ever-increasing pace in this country and around the world. And if it is not addressed, the situation is not going to change.
Well, and we talk about economic destruction. You won't have enough. You won't even be able to print enough Federal Reserve notes to cover the expenses of those, you know, in medical need due to medical intervention. Needless, unnecessary, because we have better ways to prevent disease than the fairy tale that they told us about injecting toxic poisons as if they were manna from heaven.
No question about it. In fact, several very meticulous authors have pointed out over the years that the decline of childhood diseases, if you trace it back historically, really occurred before vaccines or even antibiotics were introduced in many countries, and it resulted from better nutrition, basic sanitation, reversing the trend of overcrowding in cities, etc., etc. These were, and the rise of the middle class, these were the real elements, non-medical, that changed the whole profile of these childhood diseases. And this, of course, is assiduously ignored by the so-called experts who dare not go there because look what would happen. Oh, we've just discovered that the real way to create immunity is to build up the immune system through better nutrition, not to be injecting people with poisons and vaccines or weighing them down with medical drugs. That would destroy a significant part of the medical cartel.
Well, exactly. And, of course, the liability is huge. That's what they don't want. And yet we're left with, as you said, a violent new age that is unprecedented. It's not that violence hasn't been part of the human condition for time immemorial through recorded history, but to induce it chemically in this way, I don't know if there's another time it's been like this. But we're going to have to leave it at that. And, John, you know, I hope we can get back and talk about some of the other solutions for this. I know we've talked vaccines for many years together now, but another layer has been revealed in your new article, and I appreciate it so very much.
Thank you, Robert. Always great to be here with you.
All right, folks, another hour broadcast healing coming up. Stick with us. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.